I'm shaving me balls as well. You know?
Here we go.
I look like a picture.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, and off the bench, straight from Melbourne lockdown, Limo, Triple M's The Bump.
Oh, what a lineup we've got assembled. Good morning, gentlemen.
We need a big bench, don't we? Because quite often one of us is not here.
Good morning, Dits. Good morning, Limo. Adelaide, welcome.
Hello to all of you. Am I the only person who's done every single one of these podcasts, yet I'm the bloke who's the extra coming off the bench?
Yes, you have.
Yeah, you are dedicated.
Good job,
Limo.
Mate.
Thanks for joining us.
Yep. Full attendance for Limo. Hey, today we're going to discuss the new CEO of the Adelaide Crows. Who should it be? Who are they chasing? What about Clarko's four Ps? That was interesting. Roo, just quickly tell us what they are.
Piss, penis, punt, and powder.
Yeah.
We grew up in the days of the seven Ps, didn't we, Jars? Proper preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Right.
Good boy. Well done, Craigie.
The times have changed. They use those same four Ps in the NRL, but before a club recruits you, you need two cracking stories on each topic and then you'll get a game at the club.
All right. Port Adelaide, can they win three premierships? Can they get 100,000 members in their five-year plan? We'll talk all about that as well. Where should the Crows' new base be? Beaumont, of course. Burnside, Beaumont, anywhere out there. Richmond, off-field dramas. Is it going to derail them, everything that happened with their coach in the off-season? So plenty to talk about here on The Bump. First up, Jars, the brand-new CEO of the Adelaide Crows. We are led to believe Essendon's Xavier Campbell is the number one priority. What are your thoughts?
No, not at all.
Righto?
No. I think... Xavier Campbell, what he's done under his watch at the Essendon Football Club has been a rabble.
Really?
They've been a rabble. Well, mate, I just did some notes. So this is a bloke that sent out this is an incompetent CEO, as far as I'm concerned. He sent out an email to the Essendon players saying they'll take a 9% pay cut without even speaking to the AFL players.
Right.
Did he not do that?
Yes, he did.
Yep. Did he not do that, Rupert?
Yes, he did.
Senior players went to the AFL Players Association.
Yep.
And he got smacked for that because he didn't have dialogue with his players. He's a corporate CEO, Dits.
Right.
So he's not the right fit for the Adelaide Crows.
Well, you need a corporate CEO.
No, you need a CEO that's going to engage with everyone. Not only obviously tick off the corporate box, but he's got to engage with the people.
Now, Roo, I deliberately haven't gotten to you with this because I know you'll say nothing because you're involved
you
in the process.
I'm actually happy to say that he's not. Our number one target.
So it's incorrect. Right. It was reported on Melbourne radio, so that's incorrect.
Yes, so I can say that's the way it is.
Thank you, Rupert. Joe Danaher walked out. Adam Sard walked out. Did.
Okay.
And the way that he handled the Ben Rutten and John Worsfold situation appointment was farcical.
All right. Jars
so you're a big rap for him.
No, I'm not a big rap for him. I know he's a South Australian boy. He's been here since... No, James Gallagher. You got Craig Vozzo. You got some very good people out there that I think
who's
should get an
James
opportunity.
Gallagher? The one that played for the Crows?
The lawyer James Gallagher, who's highly recommended and highly rated.
Is that the one that Greg Griffin's spruiking, is it?
I beg your pardon?
Is that the one that Greg Griffin's spruiking?
No, I haven't spoken to Griff.
Oh, of course you haven't.
Hang on. James Gallagher's currently at St Kilda, is that correct?
There's another James Gallagher.
There's two Dits.
There's two, that's confusing.
It's not the one at St Kilda, it's another one that's highly recommended. But
is
anyway.
Is he at the SNFL or something?
No. He lives in Melbourne.
Craig Vozzo.
He's another one.
I asked you about him on air recently, Roo.
You don't rate him, do you?
Pardon?
You don't rate Craig Vozzo, do you?
How dare you say that? I've known Craig Vozzo for a very, very, very long time. He was before he went into football, he was a lawyer in the hospitality game.
Jake Parkinson.
Can I just go back to Vozzo? Yeah. Vozzo was in the deal for Sean Wren to swap clubs from Port Adelaide to West Adelaide.
Sean
Wren should have played for Port Adelaide.
I played under 19s with Craig Vozzo at West Adelaide.
I won the best and fairest,
and he won the competition medal.
Right.
What are you trying to say?
I should have won the bloody competition medal.
Well, you should be the new CEO.
We've gone from talking to who should be the CEO of the Crows to Limo won the best and fairest.
In 2017's football.
Can I say, just going back to Xavier Campbell from
I'll wrap it up there. I want to come back to your under-19s too, just quietly.
Xavier Campbell from Essendon, The good thing about him is he does come with Stephen Dank and Dr. Ageless to come across with him. So that's got to be worth something. Hey, keep your mitts off Tim Silvers too, Roo. Is he on your list still?
Well, I wouldn't know. I've never heard of him.
Oh, hang on. He is highly rated, Tim Silvers. He's from the Hawks.
How come they didn't give him the job then?
Oh, nice.
Great operator.
How come they didn't give him the job?
I like this.
You've employed two CEOs in the last few years. How come he didn't get it?
Bombed out.
Well, look, I would have given it to him first time round.
Okay, that's all right. Hey, just on the sports bet, you can bet on anything with Dan Andrews about what he says in every press conference he goes to. Like highly contagious and we need a circuit breaker and blah, blah, blah.
Will he wear his North Face top?
Sports bet should do a book on the Bump podcast for Lemo bringing up his under-9s bet. What would it be, $1 and $1 bits?
Oh, you couldn't get on. I've closed the bet. I've closed the book.
You blokes dream of my footy biography.
Well, we are talking Crow CEO. How did it come up? Seriously.
Craig Vozzo.
Yeah, I know. Now, Simon Lethlean's name was mentioned. Roo, I'd be amazed if your club spoke to him. I'm actually amazed that St Kilda gave him a job as well. Because of how he left the AFL. Under the biggest storm
Is that a fairly serious one?
Well, it's one of the four Ps.
The President of the United States of America can do it.
But don't compare him to that.
And was impeached.
No, Bill Clinton. Well, one misdemeanor, you're written enough for life.
I'm with Ditts on that one.
I think I've rattled the cage.
I'm with Ditts on
left lane. Must be
no,
running.
No, I'm with Ditts on that one.
Jeez, none of us have done anything like that, have we?
Simon left lane.
You had something to say, Limo?
I think though your CEO needs to cut. You need to put a higher standard on your CEO.
Okay.
I'm with Ditts and Jars on this one.
Yep.
Might come with a little bit of baggage. I think you need more of a Christopher Skase type. Somebody's going to bring a bit of attention to the club.
Beautiful.
Jake Parkinson.
No.
No, not in the running?
Nah. We get How many more can we employ from the SNFL? How many you got down in there?
Who?
The Crows.
Well,
you got Hurley. You got Kelly.
Well, it's a football. SNFL is big in football.
Yeah, I understand that.
Where do you want to get them from? Netball,
but we've got to be, we've got to source out, go over interstate and see what else is out there.
For which role?
For the CEO role we're talking about.
So you want a Victorian?
No, I don't want. I want the best man that's going to do the job.
And who's that?
Well, Ditch just said Jake Parkinson. Is he the best man to do the job?
You just said he wasn't. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
No, I'm good.
Is Marion not looking after you or something like that?
Don't worry.
Well, you should be.
What else, Ditch? Come on,
Port Adelaide's 5-year plan. What do you think about it?
Love it. Love it. Love
what do you like about it?
Why settle on three flags, Ditch? Why don't you go the 5?
I reckon they should go for 6.
Dream big.
Seriously, if you're going to have a crack, go for 6 in 5 years.
Right, for those that haven't heard about
vision,
haven't set the bar
they've
high
announced,
enough.
It's called Chasing Greatness. Within 5 years, they want 3 flags, 100,000 members, and to be debt-free, all right? What do you think about it? I think
they're a genuine chance to win 3 and 5. I mean, it's not going to be easy to do it. No. I mean, some of the great clubs have done it. You know, you're shooting for the stars. They've got an awesome list at the moment. It's got the best list in the competition.
Top 2 list,
games played, age, ability. There is no doubt about that.
But should clubs make those sorts of statements or do you just do it?
I don't think there's a problem with it if you're in a position to back it up. Well, I got issues with clubs making it when they're just... No chance because it looks stupid. But
what about Richmond though?
Yeah, Roo? You know what? I thought that was super ambitious, and I reckon they're 1 in 100 lived it out. And well, congratulations.
I'd like to
them.
See more clubs do it, Ditts. I don't care if you're sitting second to bottom. I think it's great for the members. It's great vision for your footy club. Successful clubs don't sit back and wait.
Yeah.
They just keep on the move. They keep evolving.
Of course they do. Continuous improvement.
They just want to get on the front foot. And I think, well done to Port Adelaide. And they're a massive chance. Absolutely. Why not go 5 flags? Why worry about 3? That's not Port's DNA, because every time they front it up in the sample, they expect to win it. And they did.
And you've got to dare to dream. And I see the Crows have released their 5-year plan as well.
Three wooden spoons
in 5 years. You're well on track, bro. Congratulations.
Why would you only have one in the cupboard?
Spot on.
I'll smack one right
but
on your
ass.
The one
that I'm quite concerned about is your debt. So trying to eliminate that $12 million debt.
Yeah,
is that a concern, Ditch?
But we've spoken to Matthew Richardson.
I reckon you can get 100-1 on that.
At Triple M. And he has got a plan. In fact, let's have a listen to it now. Here he is, the CEO of Port Adelaide, Matthew Richardson.
Obviously, the whole industry has gone through cost cuts, the soft cuts come back. The soft cuts come back from 9.7 to 6.2, and our cost base is really tight, and it'll stay there for a period of time. I'll give you one example. Our revenue budgets have been built conservatively. So Adelaide Oval, our budgets were built based on 50% capacity. If that number is 75% capacity and or better, then there's uplift there. So just through the normal course of business, if we perform well on field, that'll drive our normal commercial metrics, which will help. It wouldn't be a stretch to say every member knows a Port fan who's not a member.
Yep.
So that's a good start. We went from 40,000 to 60,000 pretty quickly off the back of Adelaide Oval. We plateaued a little bit. But also importantly, membership now isn't attached to going to games. So there's digital membership. There's AFLW, as I said before, is really important. We've got to get into that market.
All right. So what do you think? Firstly, the crowds at the Adelaide Oval. Is he right there?
Maybe if they've reduced their expenses somewhere. And he did say that the soft caps come back over $3 million
a
year.
So there's a saving,
there's a saving there. And that is good because that's saved $50 million in the competition with 18 clubs times three. That's how you get your 50. That's a great saving. Yeah. That area, there was too much expense. It was too hard for clubs to make a profit. You've always been amazed when I say to you, if even with heaps of members and sponsors, that's not enough to break even. Because Port have pretty much had that. They've got some more sponsors and they've had plenty of members, yet they still can't make profits. Hard enough for Adelaide to do it. So take $3 million in costs out of every football club. Hopefully they'll be able to be profitable in the years to come. I think it's a good move.
All right. 100,000 members will also put money into the coffers.
I think you're talking cats and dogs if you start thinking.
We've already got them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And there's only 50,000 people you can get into your stadium. I think he's talked about digital members, and you can become a member at a football club if you spend $50 in your retail outlet. So you're talking about members there, and you're talking about digital members. So you're not talking about 100,000 11 or 3-game members. So
do you do the 3-game memberships? They were the rort a few years ago, weren't they? Or the introduce a 1-game membership?
Yeah,
well, if you spend $50, you're a legitimate member. So there'll be lots of those.
Where should the Crows' new base be? Lots been said about Theberton Oval.
I'll take this one, Dits. Roo, your new base should be at Alberton. Get right in that kitchen. It's the only way you're going to get on top of Port. Start messing with them every day.
If we do that, can we steal Connor Rosie as well?
Take over the bowling club down there, Dits.
Jars, where should they go?
Oh, look, they're all saying, obviously, Thebe's a good location for them, but there's a massive block of land, Dits, down at Tapley's Hill Road opposite the Harbour Town, and it's near the servo, next to that soccer club that they've picked with synthetic.
What are you talking about, West Beach?
Yes. There's a massive, massive block there. They could build two ovals, a state-of-the-art facility. I thought that would be perfect for them.
On the western side of Tapley's Hill Road.
Yes. I drove past there the other day.
Is that where they play baseball?
No, yeah, baseball, and they got that synthetic soccer pitch down there, which is...
I know what you mean,
So how's that better than Theberton?
Oh, well, if you want to start... Because you need to build two ovals, don't you?
Yeah, that's preferably.
But that's what the AFL would like their clubs to do.
There'll be two ovals at Theberton.
Why do you have to have two ovals?
One for the number of players MCG, that you want to train with and everything.
Yeah, Adelaide Oval. So they'll take all the back part. What about the swimming centre next to Thebe? You take over that as well? It's a massive complex, isn't it, you're going to take over? The playground.
Well, it's a big area.
Yeah, well, that's
and
what
the SNFL are going to be based there, which that'll make you happy.
Thebe as good as any, Dits. What about the parklands that are just dry and dirty and filthy and red and not even used? Why aren't we using the parklands?
Because the minority stopped you from doing it.
What, the tree huggers?
Yeah.
The lefty loonies.
Don't look at me like I'm one of them.
Hairy armpit brigade.
Roo and Dits, I'm just playing catch up here. So is that what happened to the aquatic centre proposal? That you got chased out of the parklands.
That was all moving in the right direction until COVID hit. And then I think it's fair to say they might have changed their mind.
Can I ask you, is that a dead duck totally?
It's pretty dead.
It can't happen.
Bulldoze it down then.
Well, I think so.
Okay. All right.
And look, everyone loved that, and it would have been a great place. It would have been awesome for O'Connell Street that needs an injection of people. So it's a big disappointment.
It would have been great there. I like Jars' suggestion of the Tapleys Hill Road, because those jet fumes flying overhead every 2.5 minutes out of the airport—that's
going to be magnificent. Great location.
At the end of that 5K time trial, just to get a bit of fumage in you,
suck in some jet fuel,
aviation fuel. Fancy.
We might test positive for something.
Hey, Roo, talking of the Crows, Tom Duday's injury, is this a concern? He's a very good player.
Look, I think the concern with Tom is he's just got one of those bodies. He's like a Formula One car, whether it's Georgiadis at Port or the old Brett Burton or Mitch McGovern at Carlton. They're high speed, they jump, they land, they twist, they turn, and they're prone to injuries. And Tom Duday plays like that. He trains like that. And unfortunately,
10 games in 2 years.
We had a reconstruction.
A potential club captain. His body's weak for AFL footy.
It's not weak. He did his knee.
He breaks down.
He does. But it did his knee.
But he's just now. He just breaks down all the time.
All the time.
You push him. You push him. He breaks down. You pull him back. He breaks down.
How many people did hammies last year in a compressed season? Lots of people.
Not too many.
Lots of people did it. Lots of people do it. He'll be fine.
Limo, you are a Hawthorn tragic. Tell us about Clarko's four Ps.
Well, he was on a podcast with Dylan Buckley talking about culture at the club and how they try and keep everyone's head in the right space. And he said they talk about the four Ps, the piss, the punt, the penis and the powder. Because he said if anything's going wrong in your personal life, you're at risk of one of those four grabbing you and leading you off track. Mm-hmm. And I think he's absolutely right.
Yep.
Yeah, most blokes have probably done a quinella or a trifecta and some maybe even the pick four.
Some have even done a quaddy there. But when I first read that on social media yesterday, I thought someone was having a laugh with something, Clark, something motivational. Mm-hmm. Like, what was yours, Roo? All the P's? Oh,
proper prior preparation prevents piss poor performance. Yeah,
Peter Piper picked the pepper. Mm. And so I thought someone was having a laugh with that, but no, Clarko actually said it. But I reckon he's got a good point.
Well,
they are the four that'll get you.
We had Port Adelaide's Tom Rockliffe in at Triple M during the week, and he actually threw another one in. Phone. Phone's getting people into trouble.
Yeah, I would have thought Hawthorn would be all over that with Johnny Sutton.
Hang on, like that ditch.
What was getting people in trouble? What was it? Oh, phones.
Mobile phones.
Oh, sexting. Yeah, phones.
You'd particularly know about that, wouldn't you, knucklehead?
Particularly with, I wouldn't know anything about sexting. There's racy as my sexting gets as me texting my wife saying, are you home tonight? Yeah.
That's, grab milk on the way. It's something like that.
It's about as raunchy as I get. But the phones, I mean, was Port Dits a few years ago, and we're going back a few years here, did they ban phones down in the rooms?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
I got a feeling they banned phones at half time because players were coming in at half time and getting on their phones. True story.
They worked. Were they?
Going back a while, but I reckon that's it.
AFL players.
AFL players.
They put their phone in a bag.
Well, they do now. Yeah, when they rock up, they have to put them away because you're not allowed to do anything on them. I think, was it 40 minutes or an hour before a game?
Oh, that was to do with betting, though, wasn't it?
Oh, that's how you go. Oh, is that the plan to get rid of the $12 million debt? You're going to punt your way out of it.
Could do.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Right.
So the four Ps, the four things Clarko looks out for, and now they're the four things that most blokes look out for when they're planning a Mad Monday.
I think you can take that to any organisation it'll come into
introduce
it.
Introduce it at Triple M.
Very good.
Now, let's move on. talk about off-field dramas. The Damien Hardwick situation. Now, it's all rumour and innuendo about this part of it, but senior players very, very offside with him. We know that Trent Cotchin's wife and family have been very involved with Dimmer's ex-wife. Roo, can this cause a real sort of rift in a club, a canter in a club? Can Richmond keep this on track, do you think?
I think there's no doubt it can cause issues. Will it cause issues at Richmond? You would only know speaking to people on the inside, but I don't think it will. I think they're all professional enough, whether it's Brendan Gale or Peggy O'Neill or Damien Hardwick or Trent Cotchin. They're all very experienced football people now. I think they know they've got so much at stake going forward. I think they could understand that, separations happen. It's not the only one. Nathan Buckley's in the same position. Simon Goodwin's in the same position.
But this one's affecting the club, though, in a big way.
But is it, though?
Well, it's within the club, isn't it?
Well, I don't think it is. I think Dimmer's been very open with all his players. He's had, obviously, honest feedback with them. It's a private matter, and I just think it's none of my business.
Does he have it? Will he have a problem, though? Let's say there's an indiscretion with a player later in the year, a similar type of indiscretion. Is he going to have an issue ripping that player in the line?
If you talk,
when he's had these issues himself,
culture and like family club, all these sorts of issues that, or sayings that tend to come up within a club, I can see where a player is going to look at him and go, "Hang on, what?"
Well, it's not ideal. I think we all understand that, but I guess we don't know what's happened between Dimmer and his wife.
Yep.
Either.
Yep. I don't. But are you hearing though anything about the senior players? Like, do we know if there's?
No, I haven't heard anything. If I was having a bet, I wouldn't be betting on Richmond losing too many games.
No.
When it counts.
Fair point. Hey, the thoughts on Tasmania. I was really interested in this story about a week ago where the Tasmanian Prime Minister has basically said to the AFL, give us a team down here now.
Did I say Prime Minister?
Sorry.
It's a different country down there. They've got a Prime Minister.
They are world of their own.
Don't forget your passport.
Tasmanian Premier. Not like...
never made a mistake.
No, as I was going to say. just clean up your own backyard.
Oh, nice.
Tasmania's Premier has said to the AFL... we want a team down here, or we will stop North Melbourne and Hawthorn playing matches down here.
Love it.
Well, Jeff's just going to move there then.
Oh, Dave. Jeff Kennett, seriously.
What is going on with your club, mate? You
love it.
Bloody hell.
Jeff has had a dead set shocker there. I don't know if the four P's are caught up with him. But
no, love it.
He had a rough one there. Hey, I've got to say, though, I do feel sorry for Tassie in the sense that a team went down there last year, headed up by the bloke who used to be the head of Virgin, right? He was the head of Virgin Atlantic, or Virgin Blue here in Australia.
Right.
And he headed up a consortium that was running a business case for Tassie.
Oh, okay.
And they concluded that there wasn't really, it was borderline, the business case for a team down in Tassie. And that's made the AFL go, well, there you go. It's like, well, hang on a sec. How's your business case going for Gold Coast?
Correct.
And GWS.
Yeah.
It couldn't possibly be shitter.
But isn't theirs about population growth and getting more people watching in those states? And you've already got people watching and loving football in Tasmania.
That is true, but I reckon if you did all of the sums, is it really?
How many
are you recruiting?
Should we have said, so the day the Adelaide Crows, the day that you came into the AFL, should the AFL have said, oh, but they already have football in Adelaide. They already love football there. There's no growth.
No, but
it's a silly argument.
It's not a silly argument.
Yes,
Adelaide's profitable.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but
it's profitable,
so is Tasmania.
And it's a footy state.
Yeah, all right. Gold Coast isn't profitable.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have a Tassie.
And never will be.
Yeah. I think you should have a team in Tassie. Yeah.
Gold Coast have had so many sporting franchises go through, they've been ruined.
Yeah.
Because they're not. This is a pure football state. Tasmania deserve an AFL license.
I'm all for it.
North Melbourne need to merge with another Victorian-based football side. But you can't sustain 10 AFL teams in Melbourne anymore.
No.
So
how many are going broke at the moment over there?
Premier of Tasmania by telling North Melbourne and Hawthorn the doors are shut.
What do you mean Hawthorn? They're one of the richest clubs in bloody the comp.
Mm. Oh, I don't care.
Tassie needs a team.
Tassie needs to play because they are a purist football state. They've got some greats that have come out of there.
I'm disappointed
that you want to just back in North Melbourne and Hawthorn.
I want Tasmania to have a side.
No,
you're not listening.
Wrong. It's wrong.
God, you're a buffet at times.
And if they wore that state guernsey with the map of Tassie on the chair, we could call them the Mappers, couldn't we?
the Southern Mappers.
The Map of Tassie.
That's a good place to go.
Ultimately, they need to move a couple of teams down there. I think you're right, Jars. Who would you move there? North Melbourne and Melbourne, can we send them two down there?
North Melbourne are actually fairly financial at the moment. Yeah. St Kilda are the ones in debt, aren't they?
Essendon. What about Essendon? Can we get them down there?
Take Xavier Campbell with you, Joes.
Port Adelaide.
Shut up.
the Crows' new base in Hobart.
In 5 years, Port.
But anyway. All right, good on you, boys. That is the first episode of The Bump for 2021.
Great that Bernie could be part of it, too, in the first session.
He was a proud dad.
You know what? That was probably his best episode.
Probably was. And, you always want to play round one, sets you up for the start of the year.
But he does, too.
Not everyone. Anyway, you'll be out next week, Jars. You'll forget about it. You'll sleep in or something, won't you?
All right, we'll do it all again next week. You've been listening to The Bump.